Chapter 1. Morgan woke, feeling a pit in her stomach, deep and gnawing, as if she had made a terrible mistake by asking Nick to leave and refusing his subsequent tries to speak with her. She had spent the greater part of the late evening and early morning hours replaying the last weeks in her mind. She had done the one thing with Nick that she hadn't done since she was a child. She had trusted another human being. She had trusted him, and he had cut her deeply. However, she also recognized that she might have overreacted. She saw the note he had left on her pillow and knew he meant every word. She was the fool. He loved her. He admitted it, and on deeper contemplation, she had to admit Nick was what she wanted too. He was an honorable man, and had done what he felt was proper. Nick was a man who would always do what he felt was right. She was beginning to admit her faults, and those things that were hers to own in this misunderstanding. She calmed her thoughts, and she went over the timeline of events. Nick hadn't known the exact reason for her quest to see the king. She had not told him. She had told Nick of the king's agreement with her father only after they had shared the first night together, and she unknowingly consummated the marriage. He hadn't done it on purpose. He said that he was going to give her freedom anyway. She quickly decided that freedom wasn't worth the cost of losing him. She would have her freedom, but a hollow, empty existence. Praying, she hoped it wasn't too late to catch him before he left. Quickly she changed her clothes and headed out the door to find him. Cullen was there to greet her.
"Cullen, I have to catch him. I can't leave it like this between us."
"Good decision, Lady Morgan. I think we may still be able to catch him in the Outer Bailey."
On winged feet they flew. As she passed the final archway leading into the outer courtyard, where 100 horses and men were waiting, a scene greeted her, tearing to pieces what was left of her already tattered heart. Morgan halted. Nick was in the arms of another woman. A tiny blonde with curves was leaning into him. He had his hands on her small waist as their lips parted from a kiss goodbye. She saw Nick pull away from her rival, and they exchanged intimate words in front of Morgan's gaze. The look on Nick's face was one of sadness. The woman looked over Nick's shoulder and met her eyes. She was smiling in triumph. He stepped away, and without a backward glance, turned and mounted his horse. He gave the command for the men to ride, and he was gone.
"Lady Morgan, why did you not call to him?"
Cullen was a few steps behind and didn't see the exchange. She baffled him with this sudden change of heart. He could see visibly she was shaken, and he wondered what his thick-headed brother could have possibly done this time.
"I suddenly find he's not worth the tears, Cullen."
She turned, gathered her skirts, and swept past Cullen, never looking back.